objective would be kill men, to kill mankind.
The goal of the demonic is death. Plain and simple, it is death.
All of a sudden, he gets slapped in the face and he flies against the wall. And his handprints appear across his face.
It's really scary here. Everything about it is scary. To work in this field, our face is very
sure. It was escalating to where objects started moving.
This is a war that we're fighting. What you're talking about does not think it even terms. It is from another time and place.
Humanology Today. Class is now in session.
Featuring Kenneth Deal, Alan Glassell, and Deborah Johnson.
Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Central, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the I Am Haunted Radio Network.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal, ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
You claim that's not your fault, but you don't see. seeking the truth? You have questions or answers? Join a community of like-minded people on the Nipers forums. Simply go to the Nipers website, www.nnyprs.com. Click on the Nipers Discussion Forum. Here you can browse our many topics covering all aspects of the paranormal field. Ask your questions, post your comments, get answers, seek truth. The Nipers Discussion Forums, your forums.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
The man who takes over Point Pleasant once a year, at least
literally
for the past 3 or 4 years, and somehow has a fabulous time and somehow remembers it. Chad Lambert is a 3-time Howard E. Day Memorial Award nominee for his work on Point Pleasant and Possum at Large, as well as the short story, Too Much Matheson, from Potlatch No. 5. Besides Kill the Revisionist, Lambert is the writer on Blood Rain, Prime Cuts from Digital Webbing Press, as well as the upcoming graphic novel Return to Point Pleasant from Ape Entertainment. The website is www.killtherevisionist.com. We have to welcome back to the show our good friend Chad Lambert.
Chad, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's good to have you on. Now, this was just brought up to us on the break. We got a press release on the break, right?
That's probably copyrighted.
This is an exclusive tonight. This is the first, the first time you're talking about your newest work, Return to Point Pleasant, tonight. Am I correct?
Yes, this is hot off the press. Like, the MySpace page just went up about 10 minutes before you guys called.
Wow. Really? So this is an exclusive, Ghostly Talk exclusive here. We are the first ones to get this news. Thank you for having us break this news, Chad. We really appreciate it.
Well, you know, you guys were there for me very, very early on, years ago, and somehow you keep taking my calls. So.
Before the Howard E.
Let me just say, as a sidebar, it is so good to be among friends. I have just come off of a 3-month promotional press tour for Kill the Revisionist, and I have done, I can't even count how many podcasts, and you just don't know what you're going to get with podcasts. there's a lot of them that are great. I mean, I have a lot of subscriptions. There's a lot of cool ones. You know, some are like polished talk radio, and some just really aren't.
Well, this
you
is
know, if your podcast, true, if the first question on a podcast is, so explain comic books to me. This is your words put to pictures. Is that correct? You know you're in for a really long night.
Yeah, that's...
And I've scheduled you for just 3 hours.
When you're explaining the material that you put the ink on to somebody, that's a real issue, and I have to agree. That is a very long night, Chad.
Correct, and I've had a couple.
Well, I assure you we're not going to be asking any questions like that. I don't think we're going to be doing that.
So just what is a comic book?
What is a comic book, really?
Explain this to me. No, you've been doing this for years, and somehow Point Pleasant really captured your imagination. And we have a print even?
We have a print right here on the wall in our studio, Chad, the one you gave us 2 years ago at the Mothman Festival I can't see. My neck is killing me. I can't.
It hurts. I can't.
Ow. What's the one you did with the work you did with Ray Scott, Chad?
Oh,
that,
okay, yeah.
I can read.
Yeah, and there was a big poster you guys gave us. You signed it for us and everything.
Awesome.
And we have that's literally hanging up in our studio. We're looking at it right now. It's obviously like Doug
it's
said,
across the room, but yeah, it is there.
It's killing my neck trying to look at it. You obviously Point Pleasant, like Doug mentioned, it's captured your imagination.
For years, that's how we met you in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, it's I do a lot of, kind of diverse work in the comic field.
Uh-huh.
I've done, I'm doing this Blood Rain book. I've done all this, you know, humor stuff. But, you know, Point Pleasant is this thing that keeps coming back around. And, you know, I'm starting to feel like how Leonard Nimoy feels when it's time to put on the Spock ears and do another Star Trek. You know, it's like about once a year, I have to come back to it. I have to do something. You know, it's constantly there.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing was...
Well, it's really weird, too, because it's... I don't know how we ran across it. Does it make any sense? I mean, we're a couple of ghost hunters at the time. This is going back 5 years or six, right?
Yeah, something like that.
We're a couple of ghost hunters. We do this little podcast, and we were going to take this grand week-long tour of,
yeah, this is how,
you know,
this is how our love for the Mothman Festival started.
And
yeah.
And we're like, well, let's go to Gettysburg, let's go here, let's do this and that, and
let's finish off at the Mothman.
We're going to finish off at the Mothman Festival because it just sounds like a lot of fun. And I think you would. I don't know if you would even talk to Jeff Wamsley at that point or not. I don't remember. But
we
corresponded.
We exchanged a couple of emails, and that's when he gave us a table, and I'm like, why are you giving us a table? We don't have anything.
Right.
You know, and then he wanted us to speak there.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Why do you want us to speak?
And
we
now
suddenly
we're in charge of the stage.
Well,
but
now we MC it, which is hysterical, because we're still like, Jeff, why are you putting us goofballs in charge of this?
But I mean, again, you know, you hear these haunted house stories. The house just called me. The house, like, was there for me, or I just knew that this house was... Well, this is kind of like for the Mothman Festival. The Mothman Festival just sort of adopted us. You know, and it's like, okay, you guys are now part of the Mothman Festival, and from that first year was that
we did meet you. We did meet you that first year.
I think it was the first year that you were there too, wasn't it? It's the second or third Mothman Festival, and you had just come out with the Mothman Prophecy. Whoops!
Speaking of copyrights, sorry about that, Chad.
Oop! I just stepped on a copyright.
No, yeah, we did meet you there
Point
initially.
Pleasant.
Yeah, Point. We did meet you there initially. That was the first time we met you, I think, wasn't it, Chad?
Yeah, that's right.
And we
that's right, man. It's going fast, isn't it?
I don't even believe it.
And this is more or less Return to Point Pleasant. I mean, this is the official release now, and it's coming out in September, which is going to be right around the time for the Mothman Festival. You're going to try to get it out before the Mothman Festival itself?
Yeah, we're going to try. I've actually gotten some real initial early interest in this. I may be going a couple of places just a week or two before. I've been asked to speak at a couple of events, so it's already turned into chaos, and we don't even know if the book's going to be out.
You'll be like, I hope
just
my
like
people.
Just like last time.
I hope my people take care of this because I'm doing all this other stuff. But and that's really amazing because Return to Point Pleasant is going to be I can tell it's going to be awesome because everything you do is just so high quality.
Mm-hmm.
But you do, like you were talking about your schedule, and your schedule, you do get back to Point Pleasant every now and then anyway, don't you?
Yeah, I try really hard to go down there once or twice between Mothman festivals just to, you know, say hi to everybody and just go down there. I'm equally drawn to that place, whether there was a comic book or not. I mean, it's just such a cool place to visit.
What draws you to it, Chad? I'm just curious about that. What, because I know there's...
And
no,
what is a comic book?
Shit.
Seriously,
I have no idea what draws me down there. I couldn't tell you.
It's the same with us.
It's, you know, in layman's terms, like, what is there to do down there? Nothing. It's 3 hours away. There's nothing to do down there. I mean, sort of, you know, eating a cheeseburger and going to the museum, there's really not that much to do. But
right.
I absolutely adore going down there. I mean, I was down there over Christmas break, you know, hanging out at the museum. It's just, there's just some connection I have with that material. I mean, I grew up in the area, but not directly in the area. So it might have something to do with that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. It may or may not be that. But
well,
for
I think
me,
responsibility draws us down there now because Jeff wants us to MC this thing.
Well, we always go there. But I've been there even during non-Mothman or non-festival times.
You went out at the Low Hotel last year.
And there is some kind
it's
of...
It's a nice town.
When you're driving down through the town when it's not inundated with visitors,
yeah,
there still is that electric charge in the air or something or something that, like, sends, like... Wow, you know, this is the place where
weird
stuff happened that nobody can explain even today, and books and movies and comic books and things have been, you know, surmising about it ever since. And wow. And it just seems like an unassuming place.
Well, it's just a nice town. You don't, and I, you know, I'm not going to bag on this as much as I'm going to, but, you know, if you look around, I mean, yeah, and I've cited this before, and what a horrible person to cite from, but Tony Soprano, he said this.
Yeah.
And Chad, you may have heard this too. He said a comment like, everything in America looks the same nowadays. Everything's all the same. Same street malls, same restaurants,
you know, and
same everything.
And I've noticed that, I mean, around here.
God, anyway. Everything's just like totally getting mashed together.
But you go over that bridge.
And it's very unique.
And it is unique. It really is. You're right.
Yeah.
I think
there's no mall.
No, there is no mall. There's one chain restaurant there that's a small chain. They're not even very big anymore either.
Right.
Everything else pretty much is independently.
And they're super friendly, and they somehow put up with us.
They somehow put up with like 4,000 of us ghost hunters going in there every single year.
I don't know how they did it.
But no, I mean, that's what I know. I think it's what draws me to that town too. Why I love going there. And it's just it's a unique experience. It's a town with an identity now. That, you know, which is the Mothman. They have an identity, you know. When you think of Point Pleasant, West Virginia...
Well, they put a whole statue right in the middle of the square there.
That's their identity.
Ding! There we go.
That's their
brand.
It's
awesome.
And that's what makes that town so special, I think. That's what draws me there, you know. It's just my...
Oh, Chad.
Yeah, Chad.
Your work is sometimes dark, especially when the Point Pleasant stuff comes up. And so I want to know...
I hope this is going to be serious.
What exactly is a comic book?
I should have just kept my mouth shut.
I'm sorry.
We're speaking of Point Pleasant, and you are actually
in quite a mood, Chad. I'm sorry.
Doug has been lit up since he got in here.
I'm
going down. We were going to go down. We were trying to get down there. You're going to be down at the Mothman Museum actually this month on the 24th. Am I correct?
Yeah, we're going to be down there from noon to 4, and we just found out yesterday that. Key eyewitness Linda Scarberry is going to actually be down there with me.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Have we ever met her? I don't think we've ever met her before.
I don't think we've talked to her, but
I've seen her around, but not actually talked to her. And you're going to get to hang out with her all afternoon?
Yeah, I think she's going to be there from 1 to 3, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So whoever's looking for something to do on May 24th.
Well, yeah, this is in Point Pleasant. Is this like a signing? Or, I mean, are they just opening the museum up, or are they going to have a bunch of people there hanging out? I didn't get all the details on that. That's why I'm asking you, Brad. I mean,
Brad?
You Brad,
work with Brad. Brad. We're talking to Chad.
Chad. Okay, sorry about that, Chad.
That's all right. No, it's just going to be a signing. It's me and her. Uh-huh. Museum's open all day. It's going to be a nice, you know, long 3-day weekend. So we're just going to hang out down there and talk to folks.
Do you know? I don't know if I have plans that weekend.
Well, now
I may breathe
into
town.
We were invited to go down to this thing, Doug.
Yes, we were, but
and we said we could. We didn't want to do it because we wanted, you know, it was Memorial Day weekend,
right?
And we wanted, you know, I know I'm going to be spending it with my family,
right?
Now.
Which, of course, snubbed me.
Yeah, okay.
And Linda Scarberry, it turns out.
Yeah, yeah. So.
However,
I said, to hell with my family.
I'm going to be with my family.
I'll give them a coupon. Here you go, family. Here's a coupon. I'm going to Point Pleasant. No, I just
so you're
going
to go down there now. Maybe like a fool.
Maybe. Maybe I'll pop in and say, hey, Jeff, you know, I don't know what. I don't know what Scott was talking about. I wanted to be here.
What a buffoon.
We should both
fire him.
I'm going to totally get, like, big major points for that.
Oh, I...
No, I...
Do you see this, Chad? This is what I put up with on a daily basis.
Well, the thing is, my schedule...
Snubbed once and time again.
The only way I even know my schedule is by going to ghostlytalk.com and then clicking on the appearances or whatever.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just
thinking... That's the only way I know my schedule.
I'm just thinking about this, too,
Chad. I may actually have something going on.
This is for you also, Chad. Doug does this a lot, though. He'll say he's going to go somewhere.
And then totally forget
about it. So I would not be getting some Pepsi and stuff for him. I wouldn't be waiting for
that. Jeff, you need Diet Pepsi because Doug's on his way, evidently. And
if he shows up, I'll just act like I don't know him.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll work.
We just won't let him in.
We don't know Chad, how you doing? Do I know you?
Like, sorry, dude, you're not on the list.
Sorry. Do it like a New York club bouncer. Toss him right out on the street.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's on the 24th. I will not be able to be there. I know that for a fact. I'm going to be gone. But Doug apparently might be coming now.
I have no idea. I have to look at...
we better get a press release ready for this.
I'm going to do that. And I have to click on appearances and see what I'm doing that weekend. Don't know.
Now, well, let's talk about this also for a second, too. Kill the Revisionist. Now, you have a new website. This is a new website. Am I correct, Chad?
Yeah, that's the book that is coming out here in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I've been out promoting that since the first of the year.
And you said you've been on the road for like 3 months here, right?
Yeah, the comic book business is weird. You have to generate interest 3 months before it comes out. So basically, I have to do interviews and talk to people and go out and do signings and do all this stuff without an actual book.
Yeah, that seems kind of like malproductive, but that's how it works in the comic business, you said?
Yeah, it's all based on a pre-order cycle. So, you know, comic book stores have to order their products 3 months ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
So we have to go out and market them 3 months out to get the stores and get the fans and get the people that come in to buy them.
Uh-huh.
And then pre-orders dictate how much we print. It's a very, very bizarre system.
That does sound bizarre, and I'm looking at we're actually on the website as we speak right now, and I have to say I love the tagline. I'm all about the tagline. You know, and as a matter of fact, I should live by this. If you can't beat them, kill them. I think that's...
Yeah, that was a trip of a book, man. I started out with that because, you know, I was pretty tired from, you know, all the Mothman research and, you know, everything I do comic book-wise is very involved. You know, even... When I tried to do a funny animal, you know, comedy, it turned into this, you know, existential, omnipotent possum destroying the future. And like, so I wanted to just rest. You know, I wanted to do a simple, stripped-down, like,
yeah,
spandex superhero story. And by the time I got done with it, it was the exact opposite. You know, so it still has kind of that chic cool of kind of a kiss-kiss-bang-bang type thing. But it's kind of deep. Like, it went kind of deep. And it is, like, one of the funnest books I've ever written, and I just can't wait for that thing to come out.
We're looking at the pictures right now.
The sample page.
Sample page right now.
Again.
The artwork is just beautiful. It's just so clear and concise and very well done. Now, the story, I'm looking at, you have a co-writer on this, though, too. We should mention this person, Chad. Christopher
Steininger?
Steininger?
Steininger.
Steininger.
He's the painter.
He's the painter.
So... Yeah, I wrote it, and he drew it.
Oh, okay. Man. Look at that art, too.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Absolutely,
yeah, it's
amazing.
Totally beautiful. And you just...
Be sure and check the trailer. There's a trailer on there, too, about the book.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the trailer right now.
We don't want to play it. No.
We're going to blow up this...
If you play it, it'll, like,
we're
going to
blow
up
this underpowered server we have here. We're not going to play anything like that either, but we'll check that out definitely after the show. And that's going to be coming out in a couple weeks, you said, right, Chad?
Yeah, we're expecting that around the first or second week of June, so...
Go.
We're very, very excited about that.
All right. There's got to be folks all over the country wondering if it's going to be in their comic book store. In order to find out, go to your comic book store and ask. Say,
you should ask.
Are you going to have this coming out?
Yeah, Kill the Revisionist. You know, also, I mean, this is not, it's a while off right now, but still, Return to Point Pleasant.
Yeah, if they're not getting this one in the pre-orders.
Ask them.
In September. There's going to be Return to Point Pleasant by the same artist, same author, and we're gonna want that in, you know. So put in the order.
That's a very good thing to tell people to do that.
I think you got to think about it now because evidently this pre-order thing, you got to know 3 months ahead of time. Your comic book store has got to know 3 months ahead of time that you want it.
So again, if you're out there and you're into comics or you're into the Mothman or what it may be, go to your comic store, your local comic store. Hopefully, it's a local comic store. I hope that doesn't get taken over by any chain.
Oh, I know.
Have you seen that yet, Chad? You're in the business. Are there chain comic book stores yet? I mean, there's chain bookstores.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're all over the place. They're not as prominent. I mean, comic book stores are still very much the mom-and-pop business.
That's what I thought.
So I'd say, you know, 95% of them aren't chain at all. But, you know, it's getting to that.
I'm just thinking, that just popped in my head, like, there's a profession or a trade or a product that doesn't feel like it's been exploited yet.
It hasn't been exploited. I just thought of a business idea.
Oh, whatever. Get out of here. Now, a lot of the products...
Comic books!
So, for now, if folks
want... Make comics!
Just...
What's that, Chad?
If folks just want to, you know, stay in the loop on this book and not have to worry about what month to order, what month it comes out, they can hop on my MySpace page. Befriend me, and I will keep you updated as to what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. What's your MySpace page, Chad?
It's myspace.com/oldschoolcomics.
Old School Comics.
Yeah.
MySpace.com?
Literally, 30 minutes ago, we put up the Return to Point Pleasant page on there. So
cool.
It is live as we speak.
Definitely check that out, guys. We want everybody to go out there. If you, like I said again, if you're in a town there and you're into comics or you're into the Mothman, whatever it may be, go on there and request Chad Lambert's work. Return to Point Pleasant or Kill the Revisionist. Check those things out. See if we can get, you know, let's get these things out there.
And don't forget, sometime around the end of June, beginning of July, get to your local comic book store and say, hey, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but coming out in 3 months is... Return to Point Pleasant.
Chad, we got a couple minutes here, only a couple minutes here. What else do you have planned down the road? Do you have any other future plans besides the obvious? You're going to be going to the Mothman Festival with us. Anything else going on that you'd like to mention on the air here?
Well, I'm in the middle of a series over at Digital Webbing called Blood Rain Prime Cuts, which is based on the Blood Rain video game.
Okay.
And we've got 2 issues of that out. I'm in the middle of the fifth one, and it's a wild ride. It's been really, really interesting, fun stuff. It's a series that's kind of set within the video game, but they're self-contained stories. They're accessible to everybody, and it's kind of putting my style of writing to this type of video game. So it's been pretty cool.
I've noticed that. I mean, that's always been something that's happened with video games. Over the years, you know, even back to like Pac-Man and things like that. Is that trademarked also? Can we say that on the air?
I think we can.
You can say Pac-Man?
I think it's been 100 years. So copyright
is wow. Even things like Pac-Man, they had little comic strips for Pac-Man and stuff. A lot of these video games get picked up and they get put into, you know, people get so into the lore
of
these
things. I like that. I like that you take something that's popular like Blood Rain and folks can interact with it on their consoles, and then they also have something they can do, you know, they can read comics about it, they can
read you learn more about the characters. I mean, is that what you guys are doing with this thing, Chad? I'm just curious. Is, you know, the people like me, sometimes when I get into something like, you know, my thing like a year ago was Alien. I was like living everything Alien, Xenomorph, right? So I was like trying to find any media outlet out there that could give me more information on the story, on the Xenomorph itself. And I think a lot of people with video games, they get to the same way. They play the game and go, okay, that was pretty cool, but I want to know more about the characters. And that's where comics come into play. I mean, I'm just curious if that's what
you
see the same thing.
There's the characters, there's the universe that the characters
the story,
live in,
yeah,
the storyline.
Yeah.
There's like so much that you don't get to see. You know, why is there a vase there?
That's essentially what happens with this, right, Chad?
Yeah, and, you know, in the case of Blood Rain, you know, Blood Rain is very much a dark, kind of gothic vampire story, but it's set within a paranormal universe, so it was a natural fit for me to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, I finally get to sit down and write a bad girl heroine, you know, mainstream character with, you know, big floppy sweater monkeys. Which, you know, prior to this, all my characters have been, you know, dudes and animals, so I finally get to write a hot chick.
Well, it's something that's going to be a lot of fun. Unfortunately, we're at the bottom of the hour. Chad, I want you to stand the line. Don't leave us just yet, okay?
Sure, no problem.
And don't forget, it's www.killtherevisionist.com for samples of what's coming up.
Or satanswebsite.com/...
Old school comics.
MySpace.com/oldschoolcomics.
Yeah.
Check out Chad's stuff. Go to your local comic store and request these comics.
End of June, beginning of July for the upcoming Return to Point Pleasant.
And also go in there right now for Kill the Revisionist. Check that out.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break coming up. Oh, boy.
Wow. Megan Sylvie Avery.
Yeah.
I love talking
this
to Megan
gonna
Sylvie
be
Avery and Gregory.
Well, we're doing something a little bit different tonight.
Okay.
It's going to be kind of strange. We'll clue you in on that on the other side of this illustrious, wonderful, whatever you call, what is it, a break?
Break.
Break. We'll be right back.
Ghostly Talk!
Version 3.0. Did you ever share this
Hey, Scott L.
I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash on my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Watchers.info. Whether you're an amateur or a professional paranormal investigator, the Night Watchers want you to investigate some of the country's most haunted places. The Night Watchers want you Already in a group? Perfect. Groups are welcome. Join today at nightwatchers.info. Night Watchers at nightwatchers.info. The future of paranormal investigation.
You are invoking the spirits to help you. But the forces they represent are so sinister and powerful. You shall be a toy in their hands.
The wrestler retired finally.
Really?
Woo! Ooh. Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Useless information on this show, but it had to be said. What's going on?
International, and we know this because we're calling to England right now, right?
Yes, we are.
International spirit mediums, healers, authors, and radio show hosts, Mick and Sylvie Avery, work globally, sharing their unique gifts of spirit. They are from the UK and have been working with spirit since 1994. They are committed to a spiritual pathway that includes the greater good of all, the self-empowerment of every individual, and the awareness of the gifts of spirit that each and every one possesses. With their down-to-earth approach, and they are.
God, are they?
I get along with them.
We love these guys.
I was absolutely floored the first time they came on.
Oh, completely, yeah.
But with the highest intention. Mm. They believe knowledge is power and should be shared. The website is www.spirit-teaching.com. Mick and Sylvie Avery, welcome back to Ghostly Talk.
Hello.
Hi.
It is so good to have you two back, I have to say. It's been a very long time. And we always love talking to you guys.
I think the last time wasn't the last time. It was about a year ago because it was Memorial Day weekend, and I was at I was in Danbury, Connecticut.
Yeah,
is that true?
I think you were out of town.
That's true. And wow,
what I always tell people about Mick and Sylvie Avery is, you know, when we're out traveling around and whatnot, people always love to ask us the same question, which is a good question, but it's very redundant. what's your favorite shows that you've done? And I'm like, well, an indication of the favorite shows that I've ever done has always been the ones that I actually go back and listen to, you know, myself. Like, usually we do a show and it's like, well, you know, I did the show. I don't really listen to my own show over and again. That's a bit self-indulgent if you ask me. But the shows that I go back and listen to, because I thought they were just that fantastic, and there was so much information to be taken in that I need to go back myself, even as the host of the show, to listen to it again. Those are the ones that I like the most. And I have to say, every show we've ever had, you know, we've ever had you guys on here, Mick and Sylvie, I've always had to listen to them over and over and over throughout the week. So that's it. That's what I think about you guys.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well, that's really sweet.
Yeah, we love it.
We really like coming on this show because it's got such great energy, and you know, you guys are so sort of well switched on. Really, I mean, you know, you're so accepting of other people's ideas and stuff, and that is so refreshing in this day and age that we find. Many people are, you know, kind of actually quite closed-minded, so it's really good that you're actually looking forward and outward onto new horizons, you know?
Well, I thought
that was the purpose of us investigating this stuff in the first place. But you know what's interesting? And I know I've never told you this because it's a secret, dark admission. With the very first show When we first got to meet Gregory.
Gregory, yeah.
I was sitting in my chair thinking, I don't know what's going on. This is, like, really bizarre. I didn't know exactly what to expect, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who could have? I mean, unless... And I know that there's a lot of people who can, because there's a lot of people who've been in the same cities that you guys travel to, right? And they go to the lectures and the seminars and things. And those folks would know, but I, you know, I'm in the sticks of Detroit, you know, and I didn't make it out to Colorado. I think you guys are in Colorado and Utah and Nevada.
You guys do get around.
You guys go all over the place, but I've never been in the same place as you. So I never got to meet up with you guys, but so I really didn't know what to expect, and when I met Gregory, I'm thinking, I have no idea what's going on. But you know what? Because it's in us, me and Scott, it's in us to make the most of almost any situation. And we started talking and asking Gregory questions, and you know what?
Even though my jaw was on the floor the whole time, I was talking.
What a fascinating
a
scholar, absolutely phenomenal, and totally won us over. So both of you guys, Mick and Sylvie, and then Gregory, there's nothing not to love. it's amazing.
So yeah, we like you guys a lot.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Okay. Thank you very much.
So your website, spirit-teaching.com,
mm-hmm.
and your radio show. How's all the stuff going?
How is the show going?
Oh yeah, great. Actually, because we've got two shows. We're on with Artists First in Ohio, based in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and we're also on with bbsradio.com out of California.
Excellent.
And that one, the bbsradio.com, is twice a week.
Mondays and Thursdays.
Yeah, Mondays
and Artist First is on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
You guys are...
So,
go ahead, sorry.
Again, you're so busy. I think it's fantastic, and you really are out there, changing the world, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, one little new thing that has just come up that we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing a series of shows in Second Life.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, the Second Life thing, and I'm familiar with Second Life, because there's some people out there. You don't know what this is, Doug?
I'm unfamiliar.
Okay, I'll explain.
I must be unplugged.
Second Life is this, it's a suite, basically. It's software that you can go into. It's more or less a virtual reality world that you live in. You have a second life. You're in your virtual reality world. You have your own character. You can buy. Correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, Mick. You buy clothes. You buy a house. I mean, there's people that spend lots of money on this website.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
For like,
we just got invited actually onto it by a really really a lovely person. Friend of ours by the name of Gail, she lives in New York,
uh-huh.
and she's kind of like a bit of an entrepreneur and someone who also manages a couple of bands as well. And it's her brainwave actually to get us to do shows about the halls of learning in the spirit world, and she's going to do some modeling to do with Second Life.
Okay.
To try to emulate Gregory's descriptions of the halls of learning, and it's going to be a completely interactive experience with the people who then come on and get attracted to the program.
How cool is that going to be?
That is awesome.
This is like a really good use of technology right here.
Finally,
somebody's using some technology. Because, we've talked, how many times have we had, you guys on here and talked with Gregory, and we've heard of all these amazing, mind-bending ideas that he's throwing down. And somebody's trying to take this and kind of flesh this out now. And kind of get
it'll really show people,
because there's pictures that people have drawn of Gregory, what he looks like. I've seen a couple of them myself. But to take this in a,
can you imagine? Go into your computer and then walk down the halls of learning with
Gregory.
Yeah,
wow,
exactly.
Dude.
Yeah.
Now, and this is all going to be within the Second Life portal. This is going to be set up within Second Life then.
Yes. I believe it's going to be starting in June. At least that, we haven't got an actual final date yet, but that's what we're going to try to do.
That's fantastic.
Well, Second Life is catching on. That's something that's really kind of picking up steam, and a lot of, like I said, I've watched and talked to some people about this phenomenon called Second Life, and there's people on there that spend a lot of money for...
I'm so unplugged. I don't know what's so going on anymore.
I believe, actually, there's between 5 and 8 million people on it.
Yeah, there's a ton of people on there.
Wow.
And they're buying houses, and they're buying clothes, and they're buying...
land,
and they're buying... It's just like real life, but, you know, virtual.
It's your second life.
It's your second life. So
yeah.
Here you go.
Great.
That is so cool, man. Wow. Well, we
got so much safer than going out.
That's true. Well, remember, we are in Detroit.
Now, and here's something just for the conversation's sake. I've heard of this also, too. And this isn't just narrowed down to Second Life. Things like World of Warcraft and other role-playing type games like that. There's been discussion, and people are discussing this, actually. Lawmakers are discussing this, that some people have been violated. I kid you not, I read an article on this the other day. Women have been violated on World of Warcraft. Like, they've been abused on Warcraft, right? I don't want to get too explicit.
I don't know how.
Well, yeah. And I've heard the same thing in Second Life, too, right? This is to show you, and the reason I'm saying this is because this is how serious people take this stuff, right?
Because they can't physically do anything.
But your character has been, violated, though. And this is so important.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys, is that insane or what?
That is pretty weird. Actually, when we were in the model shop, you get taken to a model shop to sort of get fitted out with clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and the body, you know, change the lips, the whatever body shape you want stuff. That was pretty weird. And anyway, and there were two people walked in with guns, which I thought was really weird.
Really?
I don't know what they were at.
Robbing the model shop?
We want better bodies.
Yeah. Give us your body.
Well, I mean, again...
I want those lips and them ears. Give me them.
Well, that's weird, though, also, to see that. You don't see that in real life.
Right.
Well, maybe more so nowadays, but you don't normally see that in real life. So that's another example. But there's people actually discussing this, like, you know, what's the legality of this? I'm like, what, are you out of your mind?
It's virtual.
It's a computer, for God's sake. Nobody's going to hurt you.
You're sitting in your living room.
So it's safe. I think it's just a shot to your ego.
Yeah.
So that's... No, regardless...
But people do take it seriously.
Yeah.
And people really are into this... this stuff, and I think that it's a fantastic way to reach a lot of people and really, really give people some exposure to the spirit world and to what Mick and Sylvia are talking about.
I'm into it.
Yeah,
I gotta be there.
That's the potential, really.
Yeah, I gotta be there, and we need to keep in contact on that because I'd like to check that out. I really want to check that out. That's a very cool thing. Now, what we have scheduled for tonight, though, and this is the reason we've kind of been talking about this a little, like, highly tonight, is that we are going to talk, am I correct, we're going to talk with Gregory tonight, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is kind of like, you know, the Teen Wolf thing. We're going to talk to the wolf, right, or something like that. No, we are going to talk to Gregory, and what we're going to do tonight is we're going to do an Akashic reading here on the air with yours truly. Am I correct?
Absolutely. True. Absolutely. And do you want me to just tell your listeners who Gregory is?
Please. Let's go. Let's do that for sure, for the new listeners.
Okay. Yes. Well, Gregory Hay is the spokesperson for the White Cloud Group, who are consist of scientists and scholars of all descriptions. And basically, Gregory Hay is the spirit guide that speaks through Mick, because Mick is a deep trance medium. So Mick goes into the trance state and has a sort of an out-of-body experience, and Gregory Hay uses Mick's body to speak to everybody. It's his whole personality. It's not Mick channeling words or anything like that. It's nothing to do with his brain or, you know, his thoughts at all.
Okay.
And Gregory is the spokesperson and communicator.
Excellent. And what we're going to do here then in a few minutes probably, for the new listeners out there, like we've done in the past, we've given Mick some time because he has to channel Gregory.
Right. And
yeah, only about a minute.
Okay.
What are the differences between, because we've chatted with Gregory in the past on previous shows, And that's, it's not exactly the same thing as what we're going to get tonight. So I'm wondering what the difference is.
Well, we're still going to talk with Gregory.
Well, yeah. But what does he, what's the difference between an Akashic reading and just general questioning like we've spoken before?
Okay. So, well, what he will do is, he will, with the Akashic reading, is specific to the person who he's given a reading to. So basically what we did was we asked Scott for his date of birth and his name at birth so that Gregory could go to the halls of, to the soul group, to Scott's soul group, to the halls of learning to gain access to his Akashic records. Now his Akashic records is the entire, is the book of life, his book of life, and everybody has a book of life as an eternal being, yeah? Forever and ever since millions of years, okay?
Mine's a comic book of life, though, probably.
I hope he doesn't find a comic book of life. We'll find out.
Sorry, had to throw that in.
Yeah. So basically what he does is he reviews parts of it, because obviously he can't look at, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. So he will review parts of it, and obviously this is only a short reading. Normally it's an hour reading. This is what we do every day. And we do phone readings for people, or obviously one-to-one if we can get a face-to-face with people.
Yeah.
But he will give you a reading about, he will tell you, you'll be able to find out things like what soul group you're from and who your doorkeeper is. And your doorkeeper is the guide that walks with you from birth, the only guide that is always constantly with you, because guides change. And that sort of thing, you know, and what your spirit name was before you came here. It's interesting. It's more of a sort of, and also if you've got any spiritual gifts or anything like that, and other guides that are with you. So it sort of helps. It's a spiritual reading, really, rather than giving you messages from loved ones or psychic predictions or anything like that.
Okay.
Wow, this is fantastic.
Sounds pretty heavy.
I kind of like this because I of course have read up on
me.
I haven't been in the Akashic record.
God, what a jerk!
So I don't know anything about you yet,
man. This Scott guy's worse than I thought he was.
I'm really excited about this.
And then we can talk to Gregory after.
Gregory was just probably chirping and laughing the whole way through reading my book, because I've done some goopy stuff, I have to say.
He's like, I'm going to skip this chapter because it just doesn't.
This is college. We're going to the chapter called college. We need to totally just omit college out. We don't want to deal with that. All right, I'm sorry. Joking around.
But because now I have a question though, because this is like it's going to be fascinating, because this is what you do for people when people have questions, like, you know, because one of the biggest questions that people have, I know I've questioned this in the past couple of years because I've had I've undergone a lot of changes, you know, body wise and. Mm-hmm. And mentality-wise, but who am I? Am I doing the right things? Am I on the right path? Am I, you know, what's going on here? You know, so these are big questions, and people do run across times when they're probably wondering this kind of stuff. This is going to be, you know, because it's on the air. Is it? Like, you're not going to dig in.
We can get sexy. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no weenie jokes, though, right?
Because
of short books. Whoa.
Woo!
All right, okay.
But no, does it get really, really intense? Because this is going to be like a little sample
this
kind
is a short
of thing,
reading,
I imagine.
Yeah.
It wouldn't on the air. It wouldn't on the air. If it was a really, you know, like intensive, like I guess some of the readings do get pretty intensive because it's trying to help people sort out their lives, you know. So, you know, particularly if they're in a mess or whatever, you know.
Nothing. He won't come out with anything
embarrassing.
Cool. And
Doug's sitting here snapping his finger, going, "Darn! All right."
But
all right, you can breathe again, Scott.
But I'm thinking but people can request these as phone readings too.
Wow. Yeah.
And then it'll get as I'm reading into what you guys have described. It will get as intense as the person needs then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, All right. Well, I'll close my eyes then.
And let it happen.
Do we want to start this right? I mean, do we want to get into it?
I don't know. What about breaks?
Well,
like,
do we want to schedule? Do we want to take a break right now and then come back and just get right into
it? And then
is
we can just totally go through the last break and not even take
that's
the last
fine
break.
With me. Well, is that cool with you guys?
Whatever you want to do.
Go off in the break if you like.
Okay. Yeah. We'll take a break.
Yes.
We're taking a little bit early, but that's okay. Yes. We'll take a little bit of an early break here, and then we'll that'll get Mick and Sylvie prepared. And when we come back, we'll get into my Akashic reading.
How interesting.
I hope
Excellent.
And then we're probably not going to play the very last break of the...
We'll probably just
when we start talking to Gregory, it's over.
Yeah,
we're... Because it's just amazing.
All right, let's do that. Let's go to break here. Everybody, just hold your breath. It's going to be kind of wild here for the last hour. This is Ghostly Talk. I am Scott.
And I'm Doug.
We'll be right back after this break.
Miss a live broadcast? Feel free to download it direct from the on-demand archives at ghostlytalk.com.